Good evening, everyone. Hope you guys are doing great today. It has been a quiet one for me, as I've been recovering from the same shoulder aches I did yesterday. But it's much better with some home remedies and the ice pack treatment. It has been going good. But I still find myself feeling very moody here and there. But I decided to actually talk to you guys despite all that. And what actually suddenly came into my mind was the question of the mind, of how strong our mind can be, and how if we don't consciously have a control over our mind, how it can take over our whole life. And I learned this in a very young age due to being wheelchair bound. My parents always taught me that it's what I instilled in my mind that I will feel. It's whatever that I believe in my, you know, believe that in my mind that will happen. So it really matters on what I instilled in me. And clearly I would always choose the positive parts of it, because I know that I will always benefit myself from being positive. But along the way, I've also realized the power of how things can change if I decide to not be positive, if I decide not to be mentally strong, or if I decide to give up, what can actually happen. I have seen the glimpse the gist of it. And it scares me sometimes to think that it takes just one click or one decision, bad decision, that can take over my whole life, because I would have allowed my mind to take over me rather than I have a control of it. There's many ways that my life could have gone if I had not control, if I had no control over my thoughts, or if I had no control over my feelings, or if I had no control over what happens around me. And I'm happy that I do consciously know what is good and bad for me, and therefore I'm always on the safer side of things. The mind is the most trickiest place to be, and it takes just a second, honestly. It really takes a second for a bad decision to be made, or for your mind to take over your whole system. And that's when I have nights when I find myself feeling very lost, feeling extremely lonely, feeling not worthy, because in that glimpse I would have allowed my mind to take over me. And then next morning when I get up, I realize what a big mistake I did, and then I go back to being the way that I should, being able to progress in life. But then I've come to realize that there are some times that I need to let go. There are some times that I need to feel that darkness, that heartaches, that sadness, because when there's good, there's bad in life, right? And I can't always expect to have a good day or to always feel happy or to always feel positive without feeling the opposites. And as much as it sucks, I have come to realize that I need nights where I just cry for no reason, or I feel lost, unable to find myself again, or let the heartaches come so that those heartaches make me stronger to not allow myself to get hurt again. I learn from all those elements, and still I will always end up making the best of it. Once again, it's all about what you set your mind to. As I'm talking to you, I do feel a sense of heaviness because I am tapping into the part of my mind that I choose to not talk about it, because I believe when I talk about it, I bring those elements alive, and I'm always scared that if I were to bring it out too much, it might take off the positivity. And that's why I always choose to keep it to myself. But since I'm doing this for the better of good, because I want to help those who have similar situations like me, I choose to finally talk about it. It's not easy to allow all these things to flow and have a control of it. It takes years and years of practice. But it happens, and it does work, and it does help when you allow certain things that doesn't make sense to flow, because like I said, you need to feel lost in return to find yourself again. You need to let yourself feel sad in order to feel happy again. And it's a torturing process, I have to say, but it's a process that we need to go through in terms of growing as a person, because I always yearn to grow, to be better, to nurture myself and to move forward. And in order for me to do that, I will need to sometimes let go of things that do not benefit me in order to hang on to the things that does. You may say that it's a risky move, and it is. Sometimes by allowing myself to feel all this, I also feel vulnerable. And in those times is when I do get hurt by certain people, but that's just the price I need to pay in order to move on. I wish there's a better way, and I am sure there is, but for now, this is what's helping me. This is what's this is what has made sense so far. And I'm sure within a year or a few months, I may find another way to grow, to nurture myself. But for now, this is my way, and as I always believe, I like to find my own ways that suit me. I do listen to talks, to motivational speeches, to advices my family and friends give me, but it always ends up to what I am most comfortable with and what makes sense in my mind. So for now, I let myself go sometimes, just to myself, in order to have a better day the next. It is very important to always have a balance in life, because if you don't, that's when you lose yourself in a maze that never ends. I know that because I have been in that situation. So allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to feel depressed. Allow yourself to feel angry and frustrated. It's fine. Just don't dwell on it. Tell yourself, I'm going to give myself this much time to sink into all this. And then after that, I'm going to pick myself up as a new person and move on. And that's what I've been doing over the years. It has helped me to have a more balanced mind, because I know that there's always a way to help myself if I'm stuck. And I believe that there's always answers to everything that we ask ourselves, and we always assume that we need to reach out to people to get those answers. But honestly, those answers are just in your mind. Reach for it. And once you do, you will know what actually suits you and what actually will help you. I hope what I've said have made sense and carries value. But that's what I'd like to share for tonight. Think about it and let me know what suits you, what helps you. Thank you. Good night.